How is life lately, Brendan, at your office? What does a day-to-day for Brendan Shanahan look like right now?
Well, I think like a lot of people, my office is my home. And, you know, it's I was talking to some people at the league office yesterday as well, and we're all sort of setting up sort of makeshift offices in our home, and we're getting used to meetings or conference calls that involve kids barging in and or requests being made for food. And so it's, you know, like a lot of families right now, you know, we're practicing the stay at home and the self quarantine of that the country has asked us to do. And you know, it's you know, for us as a family, I've got three children. I've got two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, and my wife and I. We're sort of just trying our best to get used to the new normal, like a lot of families. And we will occasionally go out together for a walk. But generally speaking, we've been inside. You know, it was really, especially on my kids, I think it was especially tough for them to make that adjustment the first few days. But they've really settled in and been really fantastic. And we've tried to find a bit of a silver lining in this. And when we aren't watching the news and sort of hearing some of the, you know, scary and horrific stories that are going on around the world, we do try and huddle up and watch a movie together and spend some more quality time together, you know, and try and find some sort of bonding through this moment.
As everybody is separated right now in every organization, with Brendan Shanahan, Maple Leafs team president, how difficult is it for an organization? Brian was just mentioning this a second ago. How difficult is it to stay in push-up position here? So when you get the go-ahead, it's bingo. We can flip a switch and we're back playing again. How difficult is that to keep that together right now?
Well, I think the most difficult part, like I'll say this, it's and Brian can attest to this. It is. I always found it, even as a player and as an executive, amazing how you go from a playoff game in which you've been together so closely, you are planning your next game, you might even be planning the hotel of your next series, and unless even when you do win, even when you do go all the way and win it, but the shocking thing I guess I'm about to say is, in any regular season, it's incredible how quickly it just drops. You know, whether you win the Stanley Cup or you get eliminated in the playoffs, you go from seeing these people every single day and having this routine with meals and workouts to, like, 2 days later, everyone's gone. And then on the flip side, guys go back to their cities, their hometowns, and most of them now train year round. So they're set up usually at their homes to have some form of ability to prepare for a regular season. I think what's going on now, and I've spoken to some players, obviously this is taking them out of their normal routine. And that's probably the strangest part about their staying, like as you said, in push-up position. But I think the players, similar to everyone in society, is just trying to figure this out. It's evolving constantly. None of us feel normal. But I will say, as one of our players said to us yesterday, that they're just viewing this time as, you know, as a different off season. And, you know, like I said, as one of them said to me yesterday, their message to each other is treat this time as if, you know, when this first happened, of course, there's probably a lot of players, and there are a lot of players rehabbing, and they've just had a large portion of the season, and there's a certain amount of players sort of recuperating. But now what I'm hearing from a lot of guys is they're using this time in their gyms at home to get strength gains, so that if and when we do come back, as Berkey said, they'll be ready to go. And they're just trying to sort of wrap their heads around the potential, depending on when we come back, to have a sort of a different season, a different off season, potentially a different playoff, and move from there.
Yeah, and I would say, Shanny, that's I think all human beings crave a routine. I don't think there's anyone, whether you're a high school teacher or you sell insurance, that you don't have some routine that you rely upon. But there, other than the military, there's no one that relies on routine and scheduling and discipline and time management like pro athletes. That's got to be a real big adjustment.
It is, and I, you know, we had we've talked about that, and we'd stay in. You know, Kyle's been fantastic through this as being the guy that sort of talks to our players and our staff on a day-to-day basis. You know, I'll sort of reach out, you know, to different people, different players, and speak through Kyle. But that's one of the things that was addressed, that athletes especially, and you're right, Berkey, everybody craves routine. Athletes especially, they're used to working on a clock. They have a date. They get a schedule. And when you talk to players that have retired, they say that's the biggest adjustment to life after hockey is not getting that schedule and that routine put in front of you where, you know, you roll up in September and someone hands you a schedule and says, this is where you'll be on the third Monday of April, you know? So I think that the guys are getting used to it, and I think that the guys are getting adjusted to it. And again, the biggest message we've said to all of them is the best thing you can do for your community right now is take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, keep yourself safe. And then I think everyone's doing that. And then where we can and if we can be leaders in the community, reach out. And I think you'll see that now that people have gotten settled. The players are calling. They want to be able to contact our fans, obviously with the league saying it's, you know, it's not that any of us have any answers. It's not that any of us are sort of calling radio stations because we've got news to report. But I can just tell you, for me, honestly, I probably have never listened to like hockey shows more than I have now. And I'm just craving to hear people talk about, I don't want to hear people talk about, you know, I've got these news stations all the time. It's 24/7 in our house. And so it's a nice break for me when I can actually hear you guys tell some good hockey stories.
Well, Shanny, is there a chance that... Oh, go ahead, Berkey.
Go ahead, Borny.
I was just going to say, Shanny, is there any chance that you guys could take some positives out of this? Is there... You know, it was a bit of a tumultuous season for you guys with a coaching change in there and some ups and downs along the way. Is there any sense for you at all that this could work as a bit of a reset? And if things are able to come back... maybe work in your guys' favor somewhat when we actually get hockey, you know, hopefully, and whether it be in a couple months or who knows.
You know, quite honestly, that's not my mindset. I mean, that's I'm not thinking about, you know, what's the positive in this as far as our season or changes we made or the style that we play or you know, the percentage of our power play or penalty kill. That's not how I'm viewing this in any way. So I think there's a bigger perspective here, certainly, that goes beyond hockey and sport. It's our job, as you've all stated, it's our job to be ready so that if things do change in the world and things do start to improve and open up, that we're ready to go as quickly as possible. It would be great for the country, especially to whenever it is that we start to see any sense of things going back in the direction of the way they were just a short while ago. I think that would be tremendous for the psyche of the entire country.
With Toronto Maple Leafs President Brendan Shanahan, although the capital B business of the NHL is on pause right now, lowercase b by way of teams, business still does continue. Is there any update on a player like Kyle Clifford? We saw some indications from his camp that no surprise, it seemed he liked it from day one, there'd be a willingness to stay past this contract. Anything business-wise
and
you
Shannon,
can share
let me
with
interrupt.
Us or wink at?
And Shannon, let me interrupt. Don't you love it when the agents just share that with the news outlet?
Well, you know, look, he's been fantastic for us. And I said a few weeks ago when we were back in L.A. and he was playing in L.A. for the first time since the trade, he's made a tremendous difference to our group. I think he was just starting to get comfortable as well when you play the role he does, you have to play it with your heart on your sleeve. So anytime, I think it rips the heart out of a lot of guys when they get traded. I think it's especially from my experience, it's even more so for guys that play physically and that take on the responsibility as sort of the team big brother. So I think he was really just starting to get comfortable and starting to find his voice in that dressing room. And anybody I talked to in the LA team, Nelson Emerson, Rob Blake, they talk about how he holds people accountable. That's not something you come in your first week or two into a new dressing room and start doing that. So I love hearing he's interested. We're certainly interested as well. And he's been fantastic and just a great person. And, I think there's certainly people like to, and deservedly so, people will assess all teams in the NHL and point out where your weaknesses are, shortcomings. And we recognize and see those things too. It's just, the rest of the NHL is not necessarily a grocery store for us to walk in and sort of pluck what we want when we want. But that was certainly a part of our game that we wanted to address. And we wanted to address it with somebody of that kind of character, his ability to also play the game and be an effective player. So the interest is mutual.
Yeah, I think the world of this guy. I don't know him other than to say hello to. But I think he's a good player that brings toughness and leadership and accountability, all the things you said. And I think it's made a visible difference to your team.
Well, and I think that, it's also, having the ability of somebody like him that's won a couple of Stanley Cups. And you learn lessons when you go through that. And it's one thing to have someone in your staff that's won a cup or a coach that's won a cup. But anytime you have the ability to find players, and I wouldn't even just say Stanley Cup. I wouldn't diminish the experiences of people that have won Memorial Cups or Calder Cups. I think that any time that you see a player that has a habit throughout his lifetime in hockey of finding a way to play hockey in May and June, there's probably something that player has picked up and learned along the way.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Shani, Justin? If I just wonder if I could pull us back to, where we are today a little bit and just try to get a better sense for what it is I know you have a lot of balls in the air, and I'm just wondering what those balls would be as team president during a break like this. Brian mentioned before you came on checking into building availabilities. What sort of other things would be occupying your time to try to get things ready for whenever it is you guys get the green light?
Well, I mean, I think that's really hard for everybody right now. We just had a team president's call yesterday with the NHL. And I think right now that's one of the things that everyone's putting into place. It's just these, whether it's ticketing departments for all the NHL teams or the team presidents or general managers, I think the communication right now and having a constant flow of communication, having a weekly meeting where we can all get on the phone and discuss what's going on in each of our cities, mm-hmm. Is really important. So to be honest with you, Justin, I'd say at this point we're all still trying to figure it out. And we don't have a date set. We don't have a specific target set. But to the general point that's been made early, what you try to do, even though, we're realistic, we look around, we see that nothing's happening in the next couple of weeks, you still try to make sure that your organization is ready to go. The NHL just announced, that they're making changes or postponing, the award show, the draft, things like that. So there are people within the organization, names of people that you wouldn't even necessarily know that have jobs to do there, whether it's calling hotels and rebooking them or postponing them and little things like this, just trying to sit back and brainstorm with Kyle and say, like, what are we missing? What haven't we thought of? What can we do? And for the most part, there's not a lot any of us can do. But we're always just trying to seek things like that. One of the biggest things now that the players are mostly situated, and that probably took up a lot of the time over the last couple of weeks, is getting them situated and making sure they were safe. It's also your staff. It's the entire workforce that you care about, and they have a lot of questions and they have a lot of concerns, and like everybody. So I think this is really one of those moments actually in the entire world where everybody sort of, nobody's sort of excluded from this, and everybody's feeling this, and everybody's sort of feeling the empathy and the desire. That's one of the things that I guess I feel more than anything is the desire to do more. And that's really sort of frustrating to say when someone says the best thing you can do is stay home. Because I think it's in our DNA to want to do more and go do more. And it's hard. It's the right thing to do. But that's sometimes frustrating. I bet it's frustrating to a lot of our players as well.
Last one for you. And we thank you for your time. I know you're, despite the NHL on pause, still very busy. Is there any issue with, from your seat, European hockey players going back home to Europe? I know some players have gone, some teams have allowed them. Do the Maple Leafs have a certain perspective on that?
Well, I think that most of the guys got back early, and obviously you've got to adhere to whatever the travel bans are of each specific country. But the short answer is we want our players to be around in a home in which, like, some of the guys have homes in Sweden or different parts of the world where, like I said, it's their off-season home. It's where they're best set up to maybe do training. And then they come to Toronto for the season. They don't have their family support group around them. They might have a little condo because they travel so much. For guys that are single or have a girlfriend or no children, the situation sometimes in their home countries is more conducive to their mental well-being, to their physical well-being. And so we absolutely support them in doing that. We have some players that are still rehabbing, and it's important that we give them the ability to rehab with our staff. And so that's still going on for a couple of our guys. So, and that's going on in all NHL cities where we can. We were working out at one facility, and we had to change to a different one. But it's a skeleton crew, and it's a couple of guys, but it won't be long before even those guys around the NHL cities are back in their homes.